This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. It is the most reviled form of contemporary architecture there is.
A McMansion is an oversized house, usually over 3,000 square feet, that doesn't really interact with its environment, whether that's the houses around it or if it's built in the middle of nowhere, that environment as well.
This is Kate Wagner, creator of the blog McMansion Hell, where she helps readers like me understand what is and isn't a McMansion and why we hate them.
The main signs of a McMansion are that they're built cheaply with very cheap materials, new materials, rarely ever traditional materials.
As you can tell by the name of the blog and by her general demeanor, Kate Wagner hates the McMansion.
They're built without any sort of consideration for the grammar of design.
Since the creation of this show, I've used the word architecture in the most tenuous and metaphorical of ways. But according to Kate, the McMansion may not even qualify as architecture at all.
There's no real architecture in the McMansion, and it's too ostentatious to be considered folk architecture. They have no architectural commentary. All they do is represent sort of an ideal of wealth.
That single purpose, to convey wealth, steamrolls every other potential design principle, like symmetry or logic, history or beauty.
Yeah, who cares if you have a big house if it's like so ugly, I don't want to look at it.
Kate believes the source of this ugliness stems from the combination of mass production and customization. So they're designed and customized from the inside out, and it makes the outside big and weird and lumpy.
Because somebody wanted cathedral ceilings in their bathroom, which is obviously a necessity.
The first victim in the design from the inside out process is the roof. McMansion roofs are a mess.
The roof is sort of the number one way to tell a McMansion from a mansion, in that the roof kind of makes no sense. It's got various pitches, which is how sort of steep the roof is, and it's got many different shapes, many different heights, many different angles.
Like a gabled roof with a hipped roof, the pyramidal roof, you don't really need to know what these look like, but just know they're not usually all together.
They're really just there to put a hat on a ridiculously crafted house.
But the coup de grace of the McMansion roof is a feature that Kate has dubbed the McMansion nub.
The McMansion nub is where you'll see like a roof line that is relatively organized, and then you'll just have like this bump at the top because somebody had to have some feature and they just like couldn't fit it in linearly. Usually it's like either storage space or like someone wanted some ridiculous ceilings or ceiling feature. So they just have this like nub at the top. So it's like a hat to a hat, if you will.
And last but not least, you can't have a big, ostentatious house without columns.
So the columns usually are either oversized or undersized.
Or sometimes the columns are not columns at all. They're just column-shaped protrusions from the exterior wall.
Basically, a column is created to sort of balance whatever it is that it's holding up. That's the point of columns, is that they hold things up. I don't know. A lot of people seem to have not understood that in the last 30 years. But they actually are supposed to hold things up. And so if you have these really big columns and they're holding up the tiniest little pediment or portico, then it looks like pretty ridiculous. But the point is that you have the really big columns so everyone knows that you're rich like a bank that also has really big columns.
All right, so this kind of snarky criticism is fun and all. It's really fun for me. But there's a larger point to be made about the design of the McMansion. According to Kate, the age of the McMansion saw the shift of the house from a place that we live in, potentially for the rest of our lives, to an asset that we are decidedly not supposed to live in forever.
People started designing their houses with the notion of selling them in mind. Realtors would advise, oh, I wouldn't buy or do this because then the house isn't going to sell very well. So we sort of devised this culture where we thought about selling our houses before we even spent one night in them.
Kate lays the blame for this mindset at the feet of HGTV and similar channels. The excess and conformity of the McMansion was reinforced over and over again on home improvement and house flipping TV shows.
home improvement channels would paint a house beige, and then you would see this ticker in the corner that says, oh, we just added $800 to the value of this house or something like that. They would come up with these crazy ways to quantify these sort of improvements that sort of caused people to go into these frenzies, and that's why so many houses look the same, is because this is what was told would make our house worth more, rather than what actually does make a house worth more, which is structural changes, improving energy efficiency, green upgrades, things like that.
Embedded in the pages of McMansion Hell are lessons in consumerism and materialism, but fundamentally, Kate Wagner picks apart these crimes against architecture in hilarious and excruciating detail to teach us the fundamentals of architecture in a new way.
Using humor to educate people about the world around them is sort of a great way to get people involved in the sort of greater design community. Most people, what they learn about architecture in school is they learn like the Greek orders, and it's like, oh, this is the Ionic column. Yes, this is the flying buttress. Everyone snickers. And it's really dry. People like really don't care.
I firmly believe that people do care. Even if we don't know why, even if we don't know how to articulate it, we feel the effects of bad design, whether we consciously notice it or not.
So now people can say, now I know why I hate that house. Thank you. Now it's like, wow, actually none of these windows match. I hate that. And it's empowering people to have opinions about the built environment, which they have mostly been served through like a marketing or materialistic lens, rather than from a design standpoint.
When you write a blog like Kate Wagner does, you get emails all the time with pictures of cringe-worthy design flaws someone just saw and had to share with you. Now, we will all suffer together through McMansion Hell. And we will all suffer together with our bad houses and our ugly flags and doors that you don't know whether to push or pull and our light switches where you never remember which light they go to even though you've lived in the house for 20 frickin' years. And our terrible currency, and our ugly passports, and our Comic Sans, and our public bench armrests, and our bogus expiration dates, and our confusing ballots. That one we really need to fix. Like, soon. 99% Invisible is Delaney Hall, Kurt Kohlstedt, Katie Mingle, Sharif Youssef, Avery Truffleman, Emmett Fitzgerald, Taryn Mazza, Sean Rial, and me, Roman Mars. Edited for radio by Vika Aronson. We are a project of 91.7 KALW and Radiotopia. Find out more at 99pi.org.